Good morning, Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hashem. We'll continue with our Mea Brachas, 100 ways a day that we have the opportunity to bring down the great Shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kav of ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're up to the Bracha of Oizel Yisrael Bigvura. Oizel Yisrael Bigvura. This is the bracha that the Gemara says, one says when he puts on his belt. The Rabbi seems to learn, he says it when he puts on his pants. So Oizel means to put a belt on oneself. That's one of the terms of used for putting a belt on in Tanakh. And it's very interesting, a few points. First of all, what is the big deal about putting on a belt? Why over here do we suddenly mention Yisrael? When we said Malbish Arumim, that Hashem dresses us, we didn't say Malbish Yisrael. He said Malbish Arumim. And all the other brachas, we did not mention Yisrael. Now we start mentioning something special about the way a Jewish person dresses. Also, what's Bigvura? What is the big deal about putting on a belt that is associated with the Gvura, with strength? So once again, this bracha was positioned where it is for a special reason. We went through the beginning of our day over the past weeks, and we have this beautiful way to start a day every day, starting with Hanatilat Yadayim, reminding ourselves that we're Meshosim, we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we use our hands for spiritual things primarily. And from then, going to the brachas of Asher Yotzeh, recognition of our body, our kind of Shoma, and the Shoma, the Torah, which is a main source of life, our connection to the Torah Kedoshim. And then the Birkas HaShachar, also stressing, I'm starting a new day, I'm appreciating all these wonderful things that Hashem is giving me, and I'm going to use them in Yetzer Hashem in the right fashion, because I know they're there for a special reason. Whether it be my seichel, the fact that I'm a Jew, each one, the type of Jew he is. And then afterwards, the ability to get up and start my day. Getting up and start my day involves my ability to see, to have the clothing to wear, to get out of bed, to stand up, to walk, to have shoes. And basically now I'm on the way to go outside of my bedroom and into my day of interaction with other people, with other things. That's the last bracha. Mechim itzadegover. I'm going to be going to places. I'm going to be doing things. And the next level of preparation for how to do the day right, live the day properly, is recognition that something special about Oizel Yisrael Bigvura, the belt of Klal Yisrael. So there's two ideas mentioned by the Rishonim, the idea of the belt of Klal Yisrael. The Ravid says that it's referring to the part that if it's a pants, it's covering up one's erva, and if it's a belt, it's being mafsik between the upper part of his body and the lower part of his body. We know this halacha, that even if a person is wearing a loose-fitting garment and he's covered from the outside, he also has to have something to be mavdil, to separate between his lave and the erva. And the idea behind this is that we Jews recognize that we have incorporated in ourselves two different forces, two general forces. We have the upper side of our body, which has the neshama. It has the moyach, the brain, the heart, the lungs, which are associated with spiritual things. The mishkan of the neshama, even though the neshama permeates the entire body, but the lave is something that, if we have a lave toiv, it directs us to doing the Ratzon Hashem. That is the upper part of the body. And the bottom part of the body, below the diaphragm, is part of the digestive system, which is really dealing with the most mundane parts of a body, dealing with the food, dealing with reproduction. So there seems to be two halves of the body. Ad kedei kach, that is a chazal, that the Vilna Goyin is mazbe, that the ancients didn't know how to deal with this. What are we? Am I the top part of my body, my spiritual being, or am I a physical being driven by my physical drives? And many of them came to a conclusion that an economy, two opposing forces within us that are not compatible. We have the spiritual side, we have the physical side, and they're like two guards within us that are always in conflict, which is a terrible way to live life, of being constantly in conflict with oneself. And Chazal proved that this cannot be, because if it would be two different gods, one controlling the upper part and one controlling the bottom part, then the upper part, which is representing spirituality, would not let the food pass through it into the lower part, because it's basically letting the physical part of its body operate and have control. That was the words that they said to these goyim, which basically is the most basic idea we have about what we are. We all know this. When we say this broker of the time, to strengthen that and clarify before I go out into my interactions in life. What am I? I put a mechitza between my upper part and my bottom part, because I recognize that the upper part is representing the neshama and my lev, which we say, and the tefillin keneged alev. The lev over there means the source of my desires and my thoughts. We want them to be elevated and separated from the bottom part, because my desires and thoughts are not there to be guided by our physical drives and our physical thoughts. A drives for power, a drives for cover, a drives for tivus. That's not what life is all about. It's a function of our bodies, because the body needs those things in order to survive, but not to be an end in itself. And the upper part is the part that's supposed to be guiding the lower part. And that's what we're saying. This is not a conflict between the two. But the upper part is the guiding part for the lower part, and the lower part is something that's serving the upper part. Yes, we do have to eat. We have to involve in many physical things in order to survive. And that's why Hashem wants us to interact with the world. We are physical beings. We have to be involved in physical things, whether it be our eating, or being our parnosa, or whatever it may be, all the many things that we do that are physical. But all those are oifarim, the ways of avodas Hashem that we can do. And that's what we're saying this bracha. I recognize the lev is separated from the bottom. It should not be royas ha'elva. The lev should be looking upward to the shifas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And such a lev toiv, Lev Tar, Broly Elikim, that is facing upwards towards the Neshama, towards the Kodesh Bohu, and creating desires of Kiris Elikim and doing the Ratzon Hashem, that is the Hagdama for using everything I had till now, that ability to walk, to interact in the proper fashion. Now I have clarity how I'm supposed to interact. And with this we can understand also why it's special Yisrael, because Yisrael have it right. When we put on our belt, we're not just putting on a belt. We're making a very symbolic act over here. As you're showing, we recognize that my lev and my neshama are the guiding forces of my life. That's what life is all about. And I'm going to use them as I'm going out with my mechim etzadei gover to do the things and to interact with people in a way that can just give nachas roach, a giving fashion, emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just saying how can I manage for myself and take things for myself. So that's what he's saying. And Bigvura, we know, Eze, Gibel, Akoivish is Yitzro, that's the real Gvura. That is the real Gvura. And that's what we're thanking Hashem, that Baruch Hashem, we have it right. We're putting on our belt and reminding ourselves, I have the real Gvura. Umas Olam, there is a Losh in the Pasuk of Yazel Kegevel Chalotzecho, which means it was a symbol of physical power of putting on some type of belt. That's the way it was in the olden days. They had a special type of belt. It was a sign of putting my body together with strength. And we're saying, no. Our azar, our belt, is not to show physical strength. That Hashem will give us the Yad Hashemayah for what we need. We don't have to work on that and put all our life into the physical strength. Come about, we have to establish. But that's not what life is all about. Our azar is, instead of focusing on myself, the ani, my selfish individual body and its drives, I'm saying my belt represents something, the exact opposite, represents the separation between my heart and my physical body, and represents the focus. Yisrael is different. Our belt is different. And that's Bigvura. That gives us the true strength of Klal Yisrael. The true strength of Klal Yisrael is always to remain focused against the winds that are blowing in the world. The Infil says, and in Hanami symbolically also, this idea, Oizer Yisrael Bigvura, does represent strength. But not strength, like we said, physical strength. And not only what we said before, the strength of being courageous, my personal Yisrael, but the strength of going against the winds that are blowing in the world as a world of materialism, the world as a world of selfishness, of thinking that Aniva Apsi Oid, I'm the one who's controlling the world. No, we put on our belt, we start our day right before we start to walk out of my room and see the glory of Klal Yisrael, the Gevura, the power, the greatness of Klal Yisrael at this point. That we have the power to go against our Yetzer Hara, against our physical drives. We have the power to go against the entire world. Why? Because Yisrael, which is the highest level of description of Klal Yisrael, the nation of Hashem, recognize where Agvur really lies. The fact that my neshama is on top and my lev is focused on the needs of my neshama and my body, therefore, also will not be in conflict with it. I will have zero conflict. Adarabba. All parts of my body will work in unison for the Avodas Hashem. Should be zeicha to use this bracha. It sounds like just another bracha, but like we're saying, this is part of a process. From the second I opened up my eyes into the new day that I'm living with that excitement, with that bitachon Hashem, with that hakaras hatoyv to Hashem, now I'm taking it one more step, and I'm saying, yes, I have my physical body, I have my neshama. And now, when I'm putting on my belt, I'm reminding myself, I'm going to put everything in its proper place, and I can use everything right, and I'm going to use the Gvura, the true strength of Klal Yisrael, to be Oved Hashem, and to be the great nation, Yisrael. Shashem is Mispar Boy. We should have a wonderful day. Kol Tov.